Welcome to the first solo exhibition in Italy dedicated to Shepard Fairey, aka Obey, one of the most powerful and influential voices in contemporary urban art. Here, in the evocative Cathedral of the Fabbrica del Vapore, you can explore over 300 works that retrace the artist's 35-year career. The exhibition, curated by the artist and the art gallery Wunderkammern, takes you on a journey of discovery of Obey, from his early works to his new works. The exhibition route, conceived as a small city, is structured around a central square and branches out in various directions, each of which addresses fundamental themes in the artist's production: the language of propaganda, peace and justice, music, and the protection of the environment. The various thematic routes of the exhibition are indicated by the tall panels in the central square that reproduce some of the main subjects that the artist has depicted in his murals. Did you know that to date Obey has painted more than 135 murals in 6 continents? The latest creation, Tear Flame Peace, is in Milan and was created for this exhibition. Created in the Galleries neighborhood in the context of the Manifestival Urban Art Festival, the mural represents the personification of the earth that cries, wounded by the atrocities of war. Walking through the exhibition, you will have the opportunity to closely observe all the techniques used by Obey, such as silkscreen, stencil, collage, and rubolith, experimented on various supports, from canvas to paper, through wood and aluminum. At the end of the path, a photo gallery and a laboratory await you where you can give vent to your creativity. Who is Shepard Fairey, the artist behind the pseudonym Obey? Born in 1970 in Charleston, South Carolina, Obey cultivated a passion for art from a young age, which led him to study at the prestigious Rhode Island School of Design. It is precisely in this context that he comes into contact with the skate and punk scene of the 80s, two worlds that have profoundly influenced him. Punk, with its energy and rebellion, and skate culture, with its independent and creative spirit, have provided Obey with the tools to express his social criticism through street art and the creation of stickers. The beginnings. For Obey, the sticker is a fundamental step in his journey, first personal and then artistic. In the mid-1980s, these small works of art were a sign of belonging to an alternative and rebellious culture and allowed those who created them to express their identity. Obey began creating his first stickers when he was still in high school by hand copying the graphics of magazines and music albums. One day, while working in a skateboard shop in Providence, a friend asked him, almost as a joke, to create an impressive sticker. Obey took a picture of the famous French wrestler Andre the Giant and transformed it into a sticker with the words, "Andre the Giant has a posse." What began as a joke between friends quickly turned into a guerrilla art campaign, capturing the attention of the local press and beyond. This rapid success represented for Obey a revelation about the power of images and their ability to communicate messages. Over time, this awareness led him to distance himself from the specific reference to the wrestler and transform his sticker into a symbol of much broader and more universal scope. The face of Andre the Giant, initially the protagonist of a provocative and irreverent image, has undergone a metamorphosis, evolving into an increasingly recognizable icon that recalls the dystopian universe described by John Carpenter in the film They Live and by George Orwell in 1984. In this new guise, the image is no longer just a provocation, but a reference to the figure of Big Brother, a symbol of total control over society and the repression of individual freedoms. Andre the Giant has become the symbol of Obey's art, also present on its entire Obey clothing line. For this reason, he was chosen as the image of the exhibition. In this conceptual, graphic, and stylistic evolution, Obey was strongly influenced by Russian constructivism and by the artist Barbara Kruger, famous for her photographic collages and incisive sentences. The propaganda. You should know that Obey is not just an artist or a skater, but a real activist. In his works, he does not limit himself to creating captivating images, but he loads them with important meanings. In fact, the artist uses a style that combines aesthetics inspired by the visual language of propaganda with that of pop advertising, to question the social and political reality, American and global. Obey has always believed in the power of politics to make a difference. For him, politicians have a duty to institute laws that protect civil rights and the environment, rather than the profits of large companies. After the elections that brought George W. Bush to the presidency of the United States, Obey decided to become more direct and openly aligned, So in 2008, when the opportunity arose to elect the first African-American president to the White House, he took to the field in person to demonstrate his support for Barack Obama. It was then that the artist created Hope, the American political illustration that would be defined as the most effective since the days of Uncle Sam. Obey, inspired by a photograph by Manny Garcia, captured Obama's determination, translating it into a visual icon that conveys hope and change. The choice of colors, red, white, and blue, directly recalls the American flag, charging the image with patriotism and national identity. The artist printed, distributed, and posted over 300,000 posters, semi-illegally, a bold gesture that shows how much Obey is committed to his country. Although the campaign never officially announced its partnership with Obey, President Obama, once elected, thanked him in a letter in which he wrote, "I am privileged to be a part of your artwork and proud to have your support. Hope has transcended the borders of America, becoming a point of reference in today's visual culture and sparking debates on copyright and freedom of expression. Peace and justice." Obey's aesthetic has always aimed to reach a large audience outside of traditional art spaces. Through murals, posters, stickers, and t-shirts, the artist brings his messages directly to the streets, thus managing to communicate with a large and varied audience, raising awareness and provoking reflection. For many years, the street artist has been collaborating with various social and charitable organizations, such as Amnesty International or the Surf Rider Foundation, and has even founded his own charity initiative, the Obey Awareness Program, which focuses on social, political, and ecological issues. The theme of civil rights has always been one of Obey's strong points, a common thread that runs through much of his artistic production. The street artist has dedicated numerous works to this topic, creating a series of portraits dedicated to true heroes of the battles for civil rights. Among the most famous, we cannot fail to mention that of Angela Davis, an iconic figure in the movement for the rights of African Americans, and that of the legendary boxer Muhammad Ali. The latter did not limit himself to fighting in the ring, but dedicated his life to the fight for equality and peace, becoming a symbol of resistance and civil commitment. But Obey did not stop there. In 2017, he launched the We the People campaign, an initiative that made people talk about it, and that reiterated once again how art can be a powerful tool for social change. In the climate of intolerance and division that was felt after the election of Donald Trump, the artist collaborated with the Amplifier Foundation for this initiative that aimed to bring attention to the delicate question of national identity and American values. Truly memorable are the three works created by Obey for We the People. Three portraits of women, one African American, one Muslim, and one Latina. You can see this last work in the Peace and Justice section of this exhibition. The choice to represent these three ethnic groups reflected Obey's concern for the growing manifestations of intolerance that have occurred under the new Trump administration. Using the blue, white, and red of the American flag and the words "We the People" from the Constitution, Obey sent a clear message: we are all Americans. The three portraits, symbol of the campaign, were distributed for free online by the artist and exhibited during demonstrations across America demanding equal rights for minorities. The We the People campaign reiterated that the fundamental values of equality, respect, and religious freedom are non-negotiable and belong to everyone, regardless of gender, ethnicity, and creed. The music. Did you know that music is one of Obey's greatest passions? It is so important in his life that it has shaped his artistic identity. In fact, it is safe to say that without it, he would not have become the artist we know today. But let us tell you more. Obey himself confessed, "I have been a music geek and record collector since I was a kid, and I have been a DJ for almost 20 years. Music is a constant in my life and often the spark that ignites my creativity. I can't even imagine what it would be like to live without it." A key date in Obey's life is February 15, 1984. It was his 14th birthday when he received his first skateboard as a gift. This event marked his initiation to the underground world and culture, a creative and dynamic universe where the spirit of do-it-yourself and, of course, music reign. The irreverent songs of bands like the Sex Pistols, Black Flag, and Public Enemy deeply influenced Obey, fueling his teenage rebellion and inspiring his production. But Obey didn't just listen to his musical idols, he also celebrated them through his art. Unforgettable are the portraits of Chuck D of Public Enemy, a powerful voice against injustice, and Joe Strummer of The Clash, the very incarnation of revolt, and also his pictorial tributes dedicated to John Lennon, messenger of peace in music and in life, and Bob Marley, a true symbol of freedom and equality. Obey has confided that he even keeps the entire discography of the latter artist. His passion for music emerges strongly in the album cover cycle. This series is a real journey into his musical universe. Obey has said that as a young man, he approached art thanks to the album covers he listened to. For him, covers are an integral part of the musical experience, as they represent its visual counterpart. The artist created this cycle of small format works as if they were the vinyl covers of his favorite artists. Many recall song titles, such as Countdown to Armageddon by Public Enemy or Smash It Up by The Damned, and convey powerful social and political messages, just like the music that inspired them. All the images he created contain his signature and his most identifying graphic references hidden in a dense network of drawings, as if they were subliminal messages. This graphic device, typical of Obey's style, tries to warn his interlocutor by making him notice that in every form of communication, there may be a hidden message. Environment. As one of the world's most provocative contemporary artists, Obey's career is built on his ability to create powerful images paired with inspiring calls to action. In fact, the purpose that links all of Obey's environmental works is to stimulate individual reflection on our responsibilities towards planet Earth, encouraging concrete actions for its protection. Did you know that Obey was the first artist authorized to create an installation on the Eiffel Tower? Imagine an immense sphere 8 meters in diameter and weighing 2.3 tons, suspended between the first and second floors of the most famous Parisian monument. Here is the installation Earth Crisis, created by the artist for COP21, the United Nations Conference on Climate Change of 2015. On the surface of the sphere, a miniature planet Earth, Obey reproduced a mandala full of floral motifs intertwined with a series of images, representing the major threats to the environment. The only colors used by Obey were white, blue, and green, that is, the colors of air, water, and vegetation. The artist's intention was, in fact, to provoke awareness of the environmental crisis that is endangering the fate of our planet and the quality of life for future generations. To get an idea of what this now legendary installation was, you can see here on display, in the environment section, two works inspired by it, Earth Crisis and A Delicate Balance. Other works that are truly significant for understanding Obey's commitment to supporting the ecological cause are certainly Paradise Turns, a retro-flavored image that plays on the contrast between the good life of the years of the economic boom and the looming threat caused by the reckless use of fossil fuels and natural springs, with which the artist encourages everyone to respect the planet so as not to risk experiencing a silent spring, that is, without the singing of birds. New works. Looking at the entire span of Obey's artistic production, it is clear how faithful he has remained to himself, to his principles, and to the causes for which he has deemed it important to stand up. The same themes present in his early works also appear recurrent in his new works. This is enough to make it clear how important it is for him to talk about the media bombardment to which we are subjected and to which we must oppose in order to continue to make our choices in an informed manner. How fundamental he considers it not to turn away from social injustice. How essential he considers it to collaborate to safeguard the planet and the species that inhabit it. However, comparing a work from his early years of activity and one from his recent production, one notices a clear stylistic distance between the two, especially from a technical and chromatic point of view. Since his student days, Obey has developed familiarity with stencils, silk screens, and collages, all economical techniques consistent with the do-it-yourself ethic to which the young artist was devoted. The most recent works show a much more refined finish through a greater search for materiality expressed by the layering of materials, techniques, and graphic solutions. From a chromatic point of view, the minimal palette of red, black, and beige used by the artist at his debut is enriched by a wider chromatic range and more vivid colors. Have fun finding the same subjects tackled by Obey years later in the exhibition to see the difference for yourself. Our journey together through the art of Obey is coming to an end. We thank you for joining us in this exploration of street art. We hope that this exhibition has reminded you of the importance of looking beyond the immediate, of letting yourself be inspired and, why not, provoked by art in all its forms. We hope that you will take with you the message of creativity and social commitment of Obey.